evening and welcome everybody to the show. You have found your way to the Psychic Playground here on 1-2 Radio, where we're changing the way you listen to the world. Good evening and welcome to the show. I'm so grateful to be here with you on this beautiful Wednesday. It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2024, in current time. And whenever you happen to be listening in, whether it's live or in the archives, I want to thank you for being here and for being a part of the show. It is because of you that this show is in existence. We co-created together. And I will be diving in today to our topic. And it's going to be a continuation from where we left off last week with our spiritual tools, that are in our toolbox. And the spiritual tool we're going to talk about today is our nature connection, our connection to the natural, to the organic, and the power of that. And so we're going to get into that. And then we're going to get into mini energy readings where I'll pull a card for you towards the second half of the show. You are welcome to join me in a live chat that is happening simultaneously with the show. You can get there by going to 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com, and clicking on the chat button. That does take you to a brand new window. It is a private Facebook group with the same name, 12 Radio. Give it an invitation. You have to join. Once you're in, you will see my banner at the top of the page, The Psychic Playground with Jay Varvel, and you'll see my smiling face there. And in the comments section underneath the banner is where the conversation is happening. And I would love for you to join me over there. I will be coming over to say hi to people like Pamela in just a moment. I know she's over there already. I saw her comment notification come through. I'm so grateful for those of you that are a part of this community and that are a part of being here with us on the regular. I really, really appreciate it. And I know we're creating something very special together. I just had to clear my throat a little bit. I'm having a little bit of an allergy thing that is happening. So I will every now and again mute. Hopefully I'll mute to be able to clear my throat to make sure I can talk and that you guys can hear me. Okay, so for the topic today, our connection to nature, our natural connection. How many of you listening in, do you already have a strong connection to your natural connection? And what I mean by that is you have a practice for grounding and for connecting to your presence, for being in your body, and also for being able to be out in nature without wanting to necessarily have to run back to the city, where there's a certain amount of an ability to be where you are, including natural spaces where they don't make you uncomfortable, where actually it's the opposite, where they make you so comfortable and feel so good because they're energizing. And even better still, they're healing. All right. So I want to hear kind of where we're all at in the comment section, and I will share that live on the air just as a way to check in. And this is also a reminder to us, if we might have forgotten a practice where we were getting out into nature more regularly, or we were getting outside into the natural organic frequencies more regularly, that this is a reminder to get that practice back in place if, let's say, it's fallen off the radar. So I know for me, it's something that I have to really pay attention to. I usually take a daily walk, if not two or three, in order to be outside and to be underneath the sunlight and also the moonlight, as well as to be in the fresh air. And even though I do live in a city environment, I live in a suburb and a neighborhood, so there's also trees and plants and flowers and all the above. So there is still nature happening for me to tune into and appreciate and enjoy and to admire the beauty. So there's something in that part of the process where we can get so, you know, fast speeding through our day in such a hurry that we miss the beauty, the natural beauty that is all around us. And so one of the ways for us to be able to slow down and get more connected to that organic natural frequency that I'm talking about is to slow down and pay attention to the naturescape that is around you. The trees, the leaves, the plants, the flowers, the animals, the insects. Like where you're walking in your neighborhood, for example, much like I would be walking my dog Watson, where you're going at a pace where you can actually pay attention to the flowers. If there are still blooming flowers in your area like mine, you know, the different yards might pop out and show you something special. For those of you that might be now more into the frozen climate of the snow, where things are more quiet, there is also something to appreciate about that. Have you ever noticed when it's snowing outside the sort of stillness that seems to quiet everything? So there's different ways to experience the natural organic energies and the elements as they are, in all the different forms that they come throughout the different seasons. And there's something to paying attention to that flow in your area as well. How do the seasons change? How does that look? How does that feel? How do you utilize that flow throughout the year to your advantage? Do you pay attention to those things? Those are things that we can take a look at to get more grounded, to get more present, and to get more in the organic flow with our life. Because here's the difference. It's I hate to kind of break it down into a one or the other, but in a certain kind of way, it's either the inorganic frequencies of the Wi-Fi, of the microwaves, of all the different frequency band ranges that get created through machinery and through some of the different ways that we're mining the planet and so forth. Those are inorganic frequencies and tones and flows of energy. And I don't want to, they're inorganic. I don't want to make them good or bad. They're just inorganic. And then there's the organic flow of nature, of the creation and destruction process that nature has. And I'm not saying that nature can't be destructive. There can be devastating wildfires, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes. Nature definitely has her own process for the destruction process, but she also has a process for growth, for rebirth, for the constant change that, if you're paying attention to nature, is always happening. It may be happening at a slower pace than sometimes our eye can catch, but when we look at it over time, it becomes more and more apparent. But again, where is your perspective? Where is your focus? If you have a really hard time being up in your head with like a lot of mental chatter, a lot of obsessive kind of thoughts, it again may seem counterintuitive, but getting outside in nature and getting around natural frequencies can really help to calm that down. Because it's in my experience that I do believe sometimes we are so sensitive, for those of us that are super empathic, that we can even tune into some of the organic frequencies. We can feel them in our body, and it can create distortions. It can create that mental chatter. It can create like that distortion of mental chatter, making it seem like we've got to do something with it. As Mark always says, thoughts just want to be thought. Feelings want to be felt. We don't have to do anything with them. I was always under the impression I needed to do something with them, and I've had to learn how to calm that down, back that down. Being out in nature, getting into the organic flows of nature has really been a godsend and a help to me. And it wasn't like I just went on one nature trip and it was all changed. No, this is something that I have to expose myself to daily. And I have to keep re-exposing myself to it. For example, just in the past couple of weeks, my knee, both knees, but one knee in particular, has really been inflamed. I can tell there's some swelling, there's some inflammation. And so I'm being reminded of the different foods and the different spices and things that I can do organically to reduce the inflammation in my body. And I've already dropped 10 pounds of water weight doing that. There still is some inflammation, so I'm still working that out. But I've also been exposed to some things that I've done before in the past. And then also some new ways in which I've been able to engage with my body and bring that inflammation down without having to take a pharmaceutical. Again, nothing wrong with pharmaceuticals, but for me, if I can learn a healthier way to maintain a lifestyle where I don't need to get on a pharmaceutical, I would rather that be the case for myself. I'd rather make a tea or add a particular spice or drink some more fresh water or reduce something than take a pharmaceutical if I can. Because for me, I just see normally when you start adding to that list, the list keeps growing. It doesn't normally diminish. And so I'm just trying to not even get a list going if I can help it. And I will, full disclosure, I do have a couple inhalers actually, and I do have one sleeping pill that I take that is a pharmaceutical because I am, well, the inhaler is an asthma thing, but the sleeping pill is something I've tried a lot of different natural methods, and I still am using some different natural methods in conjunction with trazodone in order to help myself sleep and to get back into a better sleeping pattern. But I see it as a temporary thing as I work on getting myself back to a higher state of health and wellness. And I don't mean higher in like better than everyone else, but higher in the sense of I am through looking at it from a mind, body, spirit perspective. I'm able to take myself in an upward spiral of energy, and in that, healing myself on a mind, body, and spirit level. Okay, so I want to check in again on the comments. And I want to see how you all are doing. And I want to see how this topic resonates with you at this time. Are you noticing this tug, this pull towards nature, towards grounding, towards that getting tuned into the organic frequencies? Are you feeling overwhelmed or bombarded by the inorganic frequencies? Are you finding that the Wi-Fi signals or the cellular microwave signals are bothering you in a way that they haven't in the past? I'm curious. I noticed that there's different times where different things can bother us when we're going through some of these things seasonally in our life, and how like where Wi-Fi signals might really make you sensitive and bother you at one point in your life and in your journey, it that might diminish, or it might even get like your sensitivity might like proceed to continue to get worse. And so that's where we have to be willing to ride our own personal wave for our own personal healing. I know we want to be able to go and look out in the world and get these standardized ways of healing. And there are certain standardized ways. But there is also something to be said about what is your particular way. What is your particular brand of healing that you have diligently walked for yourself? Because some of us, really good food, really good nutritious food was something that was taught to us in our family structure and in growing up. Some of us grew up on processed food, for example, Hamburger Helper or Kraft Mac and Cheese or whatever packaged candy I could get down at the local store. That's what I grew up on. It tasted amazing at the time, but it was terrible, terrible food. It was food, and at the time it was what was there, and I am super grateful for my mom being a single mom for much of her time, did everything she can to do her best. But she didn't really, she was never really a cook. It was not really ever a passion for her. And it wasn't ever something that she learned or took ownership of. And so that was something that came through my sister and I. Both my sister and I, and I'd have to say my sister is way better cook than me, but both of us really went through a journey. And it started with eating practically raw. We went through a phase where we were eating practically raw. And I have to say it was one of the best times I've ever felt because the food was so nutritious. But it was literally a full-time job to keep up with being able to make everything from scratch and to have everything be practically raw. That in itself was a full-time job to keep up with, but it really did give me an opportunity to see the difference between how my body felt and how it ran on really good, healthy food that was nutritious and had a lot of light in it because it had a lot of plant energy in it. And then what it's like when I'm eating a bunch of Taco Bell or a bunch of pizza, which is a bunch of processed food, and the difference about how my body feels on that food. So I've had to go through that painstaking process of exposing myself to both and learning what feels better and what doesn't, and then also what work is involved to create that change and to create that lasting change so I can have it be something that I can do consistently. Because again, if I can't do it consistently, more than likely, it's not going to be something I'm going to be able to keep up. And I even can see that with juicing. I did really, really good with juicing for about a year and a half. And then I just haven't quite been able to get back into the groove of it, even though I know it would be really good for me. So I share all this from the standpoint of I'm a work in progress, just like I know you are a work in progress. And it's important for us to keep going. It's important for us to keep putting one foot in front of the other, to keep trying things, to keep bringing things back, especially if we know they have worked, and also being open to what else might come across our radar that could be like not necessarily the magic pill or the magic bullet, but another way to understand healing and health and wellness, or another tool to put in the toolbox that you can add. One of the things I just did for the first time, I love making teas. One of the things I've shared about is I used to make a fresh ginger tea, and especially in the wintertime, where I dice up about a handful worth of ginger, throw it in a big pot of water, and let it simmer for 25 to 30 minutes, and then I drink on that. It's great hot, great cold. It's great with honey. It's great without it. And it's really, really good for the digestion. That's really good for inflammation. That's also really good for grounding. So that's one of the ones I've done. And I've added something to it just recently. And that is boiling the skin and the core of pineapple. And also adding the ginger and some cinnamon sticks. The bromelade in the pineapple is a really good anti-inflammatory. And then the ginger is really good for that digestive and immune support. And the cinnamon sticks is great. The cinnamon itself is great for helping to regulate blood sugar, our blood sugar. So again, I'm not a medical doctor, but I have been engaging with some of these things like the ginger tea for a very long time, and I've seen some tremendous results. So all the results are different. It all depends on how consistent you are with some of these methods. But I know for myself, using them consistently over time, I've seen a lot of benefits. And I will share with you, just drinking that tea that I just mentioned with the pineapple skin and the core, with the ginger and the cinnamon stick, and you bring that to a boil, let that simmer for about 25 minutes in a big pot of water. That really had an immediate, like, kind of a detoxing kind of an effect that I felt and noticed. So I'm going to continue to utilize that because I am, like I said, working on bringing the inflammation out of my body in, you know, totality, but most specifically around my knees. So I'll mention one other thing that I've known about for a very long time, but I've just been also intuitively brought back to it, and that is castor oil patches. And I've been intuitively guided to do castor oil patches on my knees, and I should say packs, where it's these cotton fabric. The ones I got have some Velcro on them, and they're the shape, you know, they're cut to be able to fit around your knee, but you put about a tablespoon of castor oil, organic cold pressed castor oil with no hexane, and also in a glass bottle, onto that. And I have one for each knee, and I do it on both knees. You can leave it on overnight. You can leave it on for a few hours. And I've noticed, some help doing that. That's something I'm working on getting more consistent. And it came with one that you can put on your stomach, even on your forehead. There's a lot of different uses for castor oil. That's something that you can do a deep dive on. It's been around forever, and there are so many ways to use it with regard to healing. It's great for our hair. It's great for our skin. And it is great for detoxing internally as well. So I'll let you guys do a deep dive on that. And I'll continue to share how it's working for me over here with bringing down the inflammation. I would love to hear, for those of you that are joining me, if you have any hacks for bringing down inflammation in your body, let us know in the comments. And again, we're looking for tried and true methods. Okay, so I'm going to jump into the comments because I see many of you are joining me. And I want to be able to say hi to everyone. Okay, Renee, she says, hi, Jay. Happy Wednesday. It's great to see you, Miss Renee. Thank you for being here. Pamela, she says, hi, Jay and 1-2 Tribe. Happy Wednesday to all. Hello, hello, Miss Pamela. Thank you for being here. It's so great to have you here, both of you. And Tara, she says, with a rabbit, well, hello. A fun rabbit gift. GIF. Judith says, yay, in a live show. Yes, you are. Welcome, Judith. Thank you for being here. Lori says, hi, Jay. Love your new music. Yes, thank you so much. I've been enjoying it, too. I changed it out a little while back, and I'm very grateful that I was able to do that. This music seems to fit the current vibe of the show. And Daylene, my mom. Hi, Mom. She says, hi, everyone. Hope you all have a wonderful week ahead. Thank you for being here. And everyone say hi to my mom, Daylene. And Pamela says, I'm still not as mobile as I want to be, but I love nature and especially love being near the water or in a forest. Love that. And I love what you're saying. I totally agree. And I would just add for myself, the ocean. Something about the ocean for me is just like none other. I don't know what it is, but ocean, like the shoreline of a beautiful ocean. Something about that, very healing to me. Lori says, if you want to try some X39 LifeWay patches for your knee, Jay, let me know. It's all natural healing power. Awesome. I think I've heard about those light wave patches. There's so many new technologies. And Tara says, I feel the same, Jay. This week, I'm getting some rest and fluids only. I take pharmaceuticals only when necessarily, but not regularly. I hear you on that. And sucks that the fast is forced through. And Quelly says, blessings, Jay and 1-2 family. Good evening. Well, hello, Quelly. Good evening and welcome. Thank you for being here tonight. And Tara's getting some more rest in bed. Yeah, the energies, I'll just say generally speaking, feel a bit like the intensity dial has been kicked up and physically intense. Not that things aren't also mentally intense, but I feel like they're like our physical body is really taking the brunt of some of these energies right now, and why our self-care and how we take care of our physical bodies is so important right now. All right, Judith. She says, I'm definitely noticing a need to ground as often as I can remember. I'm also using Bach flower remedies for various emotional states, and boy, that sure gets interesting. If you want to open a can of worms and then put them all back, or just ignore them, here is a question. If you can speak a bit on empaths and emotions, especially the off-the-chart emotions, when the empath just picks up so much and then her head spins like a Linda Blair in The Exorcist. Oh boy, I hear you. And here's the truth. As an empath, things can start to feel really big, like so big that they're bigger than ourselves. And the reason why they feel that big is because we are being empathic. We're either picking up on a group or a person or a whole country, even, or even a whole world of certain energies, depending upon how our empathic sensitivities are set to work within us. And if we've done any work to fine tune and to start making adjustments on it, that's kind of one like train of thought, because that takes practice. It takes time. It takes seeking and going on your own path in order to find your way to your own new balance, like your own new normal. And then there is the sort of the trajectory of just letting it, you know, letting yourself like a boat that has its sail up, but it isn't, you know, directed any one way, but it can just get taken away depending upon whatever way the wind blows or whichever way the emotional energy blows through, so to speak. And then there is where we do both, like the first one I mentioned, where we're doing the work, but we're also working on it on a lot of different levels, where we're incorporating things like Bach flower remedies or meditation or getting a therapist or getting help from a life coach. Those are just those things that come to mind, but it's in doing that then you can start to see what the levers are that create either stability or lack thereof, or turn up that dial or turn it down. And here's the thing about emotions and why it's sometimes hard to totally get a handle on them, because we can't turn them on and off like a light switch. There's a whole chemical factory process of our hormones that are creating our feeling states, that are creating our emotional states. And so when that chemical factory gets going and it gets producing a particular kind of hormone to create a particular kind of physical feeling state, depending upon how much of that hormone is in our body, we may have to feel our way through the rest of that hormone energy, so to speak, until we notice that feeling state changes. And that's why it isn't immediate. Just because I change my mind about how I want to feel doesn't mean my feelings are going to just immediately change on a dime like that. It takes time, because like I said, that feeling state is created by hormones, and that those hormones are created by like our own personal chemical factory within. And so that chemical factory is responding to our own internal input as well as external input. And also then, how do we either respond or do we react to that? All those things are factors on what kind of hormones are getting produced. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is we can get so used to being empathic, we can get so used to looking and seeing, that it's like a stethoscope with a doctor, where they're wanting you to breathe in and breathe out on your heart space and to hear your lungs, or they're putting it on your back to hear it from the other side. But they're using a stethoscope to really listen in and hone in and really look. They're looking for something. And I feel like sometimes we can get into that state as an empath that we don't even realize it, but that we're looking for something. You know, sometimes we have to learn how to stop looking, to put our stethoscope away and just go on about our life. And that muscle, because that is a muscle, that takes some work to be able to begin to work that muscle to where you can begin to feel like you can have that kind of control. So let me know if I answered your question, Judith. And I will say that you're right on it, the need to ground. It's feels like we don't have time, you know, a lot of times, or it's easy to talk ourselves out of it. But it is the kind of thing that can be super powerful. And one thing I'll mention about the grounding is to think about it in terms of not just grounding your body. How are you grounding your living space? How are you grounding your furniture? How are you grounding your work environment? Like, it isn't just about grounding your body. There is a sense of like, how are you grounding all the different furniture that's in your space? How are you taking ownership of your work environment, like your cubicle area or your office, if you're lucky enough to have one, just like you would your home environment, as far as like, okay, this is sacred space. How am I going to set this sacred space up? I understand that it can be kind of limiting, you know, what kind of symbols or like how we can set it up at work, but there are creative ways that we can still set that sacred space mentally with our intentions and with our focus that can be really helpful with how we engage with our environment and how our environment engages with us. And it can also help along the lines of that empathic part of us. Grounding things can help take the charge out of it. So the part of it that can feel like it zaps us, the other important part of grounding is to take the charge out, so that way we don't get zapped by everything around us. So we have a Pamela saying, the pineapple drink sounds delicious. And she says, I'm going to try that. You'll have to let me know what you think about that. And it does have a bit of a sweetness to it, but I personally added a little bit of honey when I was drinking it. Sean, Tara's husband, does a mixture of ginger, cayenne, and garlic cut fresh and made into a tea daily. Wow, that sounds divine and very healing. That sounds similar to the master cleanse, someone knocked on my door. It distracted me a little bit, but it reminds me of some of the master cleanse ingredients. So we are well into the second half of the show. I want to open it up for readings. If you would like me to do a reading for you and pull a card, I'm going to be pulling a card from the Swery Spirituality deck created by Kelly McLean. She is one of my fellow advisors over here on 12listen.com, which is the sister site to 12radio.com. It is where many of your favorite hosts and radio personalities are available for one-on-one support, healing sessions, readings, and more. You can find out more information. You can go to 12listen.com, click on any one of us that show up. You'll see our banner page. It's our bio and any of the services that we're offering. Also, it gives a way for you to be able to call us right away if we're signed on, or to use the schedule an appointment button if you don't see us signed on, to let us know that you're looking for us so we can make sure that we can make ourselves available right away. That's all happening over at 12listen.com. And the gratitude board is there, and that is a free service that's there along with the horoscopes that you can check out. But the gratitude board is awesome because the whole idea of gratitude, the energy of gratitude, the power of gratitude is real. And it is the energy that can really help us expand the things that we are enjoying in life, the things that we are truly grateful to be experiencing, to be having, to be acknowledging that, to celebrate the victories, the big and small. That's all very empowering, and it helps us continue to manifest more and more into our life from that balanced place. So gratitude is one of those things that can help us expand and grow, and it can help us change from that part of us where we can be really negative, where we can be really jaded. Gratitude could be the thing that can crack the door open and can start to bring in a different perspective, that can start to change our mind, to start to show us other proof of how it can be. So that's happening over on 12listen.com. You can also use it as a way to propel your manifestations by putting what you're grateful for in present tense as if it's already happened, putting that manifestation, I should say, in present tense as if it's already happened. And then we bring our attention as us advisors and all of us as part of the 1-2 community, bringing our attention to those things. And we are bringing like jet fuel to the manifestation power of them, as well as the manifestation power and the gratitude, the gratitude expansion. That power is being expanded exponentially. And that too has a huge effect on our manifestations. So that's all happening over on 12listen.com. We have an amazing system of sites, 12listen.com, 12radio.com, 12academy.com, 12reports.com, and they are all underneath 12house.com. So it's a pretty cool network that Mark created here for us to be able to engage with each other and learn and grow and support one another. All right, I'm going to open up the comment section. Don't forget you have to do top comments to all comments. And Judith, thank you. She says, Daylene, hi. I love it. Pamela says, excuse me. Oh, I think I read these already. I just didn't heart them. All right, let me get current with where we are on the comments. So let's see here. Judith says, yes, enzymes, and more enzymes for inflammation. I love compression. That also helps too. So yes, enzymes, and say that fast. Enzymes. Say that 3 times fast and see what happens. It's true. I do take, speaking of, I do take digestive enzymes to support my digestion because I do not eat enough herbs fresh fruits and vegetables to have enough of those digestive enzymes that come naturally. So I do supplement that for myself. And it is a really helpful way to help with digestion. I used to have terrible IBS. And they were thinking that I had Crohn's disease when I was in my 20s, and it was stress related, and also again food related with what I was eating was not helping. And so for me, it was learning about probiotics, it was learning about digestive enzymes, it was also learning how to, I went to therapy to start working on my anxiety and panic attacks. It was in working those things out that I began to calm my stomach down, and I no longer have IBS. Like I no longer have the issues that I used to have with regards to needing to, you know, make sure a bathroom's close because I don't know if I'm going to need to use it or not. And even if I use it, I don't know if I might need to use it again or not. You know, that kind of thing. So it's definitely been a journey. And yes, digestive enzymes for me, and there's a whole slew of other enzymes that can be very helpful. Check that out. Pamela, she says, yes, I'm an ocean lover too, especially standing on the shore when the tide is coming in. Ooh, I love that, feeling that incoming energy. Renee says, turmeric has been my go-to way to reduce inflammation. Heck yeah. You know, it's funny, I've used ginger for so long, and turmeric is one of the new ones to me. And I not new, like I've known about it, but new in the sense of how I've been actively utilizing it. So Pamela asked Renee, do you use the fresh root or powdered? Fresh root or powdered? I'm curious about that. For me personally, I've been getting a tincture. I have a tincture that I add to a glass of water and then I drink it. Judith says, I think I forget to protect my space. That's a problem. Well, it's the kind of thing too, where when we are first learning to set our space, set protection, it is something that I feel like we got to pay way more attention to and do way more often than after we get the space set and where there's a certain kind of like stability and solidity to it. That then it's like it requires still some consistent focus and energy, but not the same regularity where we have to be so conscious of it and constantly like keeping it, like paying attention to it. I feel like that happens when we are first starting to work with and pay attention to setting our space, but I do feel like that settles. And let me know what you think about that, Judith. And I bet if you were to just spend some time checking in on that energy, it's like riding a bike. It's like you'll drop right back into it and be able to set it easily. Judith also says, thank you for the visual. There is a dial that I can adjust regarding my expression of energy. I probably need the outdoors though. This is interesting. The muscle is what you are, that muscle is what you were talking about last week. Thank you. That muscle needs my help. I think that muscle within all of us needs help getting worked out. And it's something that I feel like we all are kind of having to work at. And we're all at different places. And this is a reminder for me. This is a reminder for all of you that it's the kind of thing we have to keep at it. Like it may not require the same intensity when we first, you know, got started on our path or turned ourselves back on, so to speak. But it is still the kind of thing that it is one of the things we got to pay attention to. So tonight, Ginger is going to be coming up next with Heart Matters. Oliver is going to be coming up after that with Oliver. And then Raven's going to be coming up to round out the evening with Raven's Rabbit Hole. So you'll want to definitely stick around for all of this evening's programming. Mo kicked it off before me. And you can catch any of our shows if you haven't been able to catch them live or in the replay. You can find them over in the on-demand section over on 12radio.com. That's the number 12radio.com. There is a button on the side, on demand, and then you can find the on demand shows based on the host. And then you'll see, once you go to the host page, you'll see it there near the middle of the screen. And then there's a drop down menu, and you can see the last 6 months of shows and be able to listen to them, download them. It's an amazing feature there. And basically, it allows you to listen whenever and whenever is most beneficial and most convenient for you. So I'm going to pull a card for three different numbers. Card number one, card number two, and card number three. So if you'd like to participate, you can pick a number one, two, or three. Go ahead and pick a number one, two, or three, and then I'm going to go ahead and pick a card for you. All right, those of you that chose number one, card number one is Bajiggity, a spirit word which describes an emotional or physical state of feeling ill, at ease in your flesh, suit. Feeling ill at ease that you're in your flesh suit. Laughter. An instant way to boost your vibration and cure bajiggityness. So hashtag laughter medicine. So number one is laughter medicine. And here is the card again. It starts off with the word bajiggity. And then the definition of bajiggity is a spirit word which describes an emotional or physical state of ill of feeling ill at ease in your flesh suit. Feeling ill at ease in your flesh suit. The medicine, laughter, an instant way to boost your vibration and cure bejiggityness. Okay, that's card number one. And I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. I feel like the message is to lighten up and to figure out ways to laugh. And like not just laugh like ha ha ha, but really like belly laugh. Like almost where it like you can't stop laughing because it's taking you, you know, taking you away. When was the last time that you were taken away by uncontrollable laughter? Card number two. Quote, fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side. Quote, Yoda. So again, this is card number two, and this is a Yoda quote for you. Yoda, quote, quote, fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to the dark side. Fear and anger resisting sadness. So this feels like wherever we're holding a polarized view of ourself, the world, somebody in our world, especially when any of these energies are involved, fear, anger, hate, those are all things to look at because they all lead to one another. And I feel like they keep us spinning around in the same energy, like spinning around fear, anger, and hate. It's like they just cycle around each other. So I'm just feeling the number for the number twos that this might be coming up. It's important to break the cycle again, to break the cycle of hate. How can you look at it from more of a, even if it's a paradox, how can you look at the whole picture and not like break it down into its dualisticness where it is, where there is a dark side and a light side? How can you see it from the bigger picture? All right, card number three. Card number three, people who call you crazy are just unwilling to embrace life at the same speed as you. Or you may be crazy. Can you accept yourself? Can you accept yourself? Number three, I think this has to do with people pleaser tendencies that might be coming up, as well as our need to feel like we fit into the world, those feelings coming up to be validated. So to card number three, for all those number threes out there, people who call you crazy are just unwilling to embrace life at the same speed as you, or you may be crazy. Can you accept yourself? Can you accept yourself either way? And in accepting yourself, can you accept yourself without needing to feel like you're being ostracized by that choice? Again, sometimes we have to heal these paradoxes or these extremes. And in the healing and the coming together, it's not always what our mental mind thinks it's going to be or how it's going to be. It is something else. But you can't understand it until you experience it. Until you experience it. Accepting ourselves is an experience, and it's something that we do over time. All right, I'm going to check one more time in the comments before we head out, before I close out our time together here for the Psychic Playground. I've enjoyed my time here with you all very much. I can't believe we've already made our way through most of the hour. I feel like it goes by so fast. So let's see here. Raven says, hello, Wizard J. Hello, Raven. Yes, don't forget. Coming in later on this evening, Raven with Raven's Rabbit Hole. And also we'll be having that moon project coming up this Friday, I will be getting it posted as soon as I get off the air, actually, so you can sign up. But Raven and I have one of our moon projects coming up for the full moon this coming Friday evening. We would love for you to join us for that. This has been the Psychic Playground here with Jay Varvel, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a wonderful week.